everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere else, like on YouTube or whatever, leave that spot and go to calbanyan.com, because right below this video on calbanyan.com, right down there, is additional graphics and text and links and stuff like that that will just make this video more valuable to you. All right, gosh, you know, it's been a long time since we had Meredith on the show. So let me tell you a little bit about Meredith. Meredith is a true one percenter, best of the best type in the profession. She's a five pather. She's a seven path teacher. She's someone I trust, that if I had a family member or friend in the Los Angeles area that wanted to get hypnosis services, I would definitely feel comfortable referring them to Meredith, because I know she would do a great job. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good, Cal. It's good to be back.
Hey, let me interrupt. Guess what? I did a little research, and the last time we published a video with you has been like 8 weeks ago. It's like almost 2 months.
Are you going through withdrawals?
Oh, man, you know it.
I know I am. I miss this.
Hey, so what's happening?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure that everybody knows who you are, because it's just possible. I mean, it's possible that someone kind of wanders in and trips over this website, either calbanyan.com, or finds you on iTunes or in the various other places you are on the web, and they may not know who you are, and I just want to make sure people do. So Cal Banyan is my personal mentor, a mentor to so many people. He's the reason that we're doing this podcast, and many, many, many before it. We're up to 200 and something now, to getting close to, gosh, 222 is the last one I see on here. 221, actually. I think this is 222. And that's a heck of a lot of podcasts. And, you know, Cal's the reason that we bring all of this beautiful hypnosis information to you week in and week out for free. He's the developer of Five Path, which is a one-on-one, systematic, advanced approach to hypnosis and to helping people resolve pretty much any issue. And he's the one that brought to us Seventh Path and now the new time tunnel technique, which we will be getting into more soon. And gosh, I'm just so impressed by the amount of work he continues in his young age to put out for all of us, and continues to be an inspiration. So he is Cal Banyan.
Hey, gosh, I feel great now. Remember I was talking about before the show that my head is getting too big to fit on the screen?
Well, now it just filled the screen, right? It took over.
I'm going to zoom up real close here. Hey, let's see here. I got a couple announcements, if you don't mind. And then I know you have an announcement. You could be thinking about that while I get in here. Just real quick. Hey, yes, you can still get a deal on the Real Dave Elman training program that Larry Elman and I put together for you. It's like right up there. And let's see here. NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course with Five Path and Seven Path coming up. The next one's July 11th. There's a link on the site right down there to get to it. You can attend live even without actually physically coming to the class, because we have online live version of it where you can, you know, be in front of your computer anywhere in the world where you have a decent internet connection and participate hands-on live in the class. Let's see what else I got. If you can act quickly, hopefully there's still space in this class. May 15th, 2011 is our week of power. That is for people who are certified somewhere else and they want to build their skills, build their confidence, and get Five Path and Seven Path certification. That's May 15th through the 20th. Both of those courses are at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, hypnotherapy certification. You can also get hypnotherapy certification through our video course, and also there is the Five Path 2.0 DVD course. Hey, I got through all that stuff pretty quick. So, let's see. Your announcement.
I'm not quite sure what you're talking about, but I think maybe you're saying that I should share with everybody that I'm just about done with my first book. Is that what it was?
No, but that'll work.
Okay, yeah. So I
didn't know you were ready to talk about that.
Well, a little bit. I've been working very steadfastly on my first book. It's exciting. It's been a really interesting journey, and highly recommend it for any of y'all out there who feel like you have something interesting to share, and I believe you all do. It's really about resistance and, you know, helping people to know what they need to know to be able to get past the resistance. Just lots of information that I have learned from doing Five Path, and lots of information that I do share with clients day in and day out. I guess I'm getting tired a little bit of repeating reading it, and I figure I might as well just put it in a book and go, here, read this.
Excellent. So when are we going to get to see it?
I'm hoping within 6 months. So, you know, the process of publishing and all of that takes some time, but that's my goal.
Awesome. Well, keep us updated.
I will. And I'm doing a workshop on clearing the blocks to living the life you want on June 4th at the Wheel of Wellbeing Center, where I see clients. We have a beautiful meeting space. And you can find out more information on their website under events. You can go to the calendar, and that's wheelofwellbeing.com. And the link will be just right down there. Soon enough, I'll have information posted on my website as well. I'm having the flyer finished up right now. And my website is yourpathhypnosis.com.
Awesome. Hey, so now this weekend is what holiday?
Oh, that's my other thing you were talking about. Yeah, happy Mother's Day, Mom, and happy Mother's Day to all of you wonderful mothers out there who have stepped aside and stepped out a little bit of yourself and have been willing to proliferate humankind and have brought someone into this world. I really appreciate all that you do, all that you are, and enjoy your special week. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, I have just come up with today's show's topic. Scratch everything else we talked about. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Hey, since it's Mother's Day coming up this weekend, we should talk about why mothers are one of the main focuses of age regression work. What do you think of that?
Oh, I love that. Yes, let's do it.
All right, T.O. So, you know, we do a lot. This is be the mother of all episodes or something like that. Anyway, you know, like back when I was studying psychology and, you know, some people were getting pretty offended, particularly the ladies in the class, saying, how come you always blame all these problems on the moms and the mothers and stuff like that? You don't pick on the dads, and, you know, we start looking at, you know, what could cause problems and stuff like that. And Meredith, you kind of want to take a little bit of stab at why so often in, like, particularly age regression hypnosis, be it time tunneling or affect bridge, that we spend so much time working on the individual's mom?
Well, you know, moms are our lifeline. And they are our avenue into life, literally. I mean, obviously, we come in their womb. And it's very hard for us initially to separate ourselves from our moms and from, you know, what they represent and who they are and how they are and how they love us and what they do or don't do for us. And ultimately, if they are not being in some perfect state, which who is, right? Who is in a perfect state all the time? You know, if they are not being in a perfect state, then we often feel threatened and like maybe our livelihood is, you know, at risk. And so it's very important that people understand and kind of bring back to reality who their mom really is, that they don't need their mom to be perfect to be okay themselves, and kind of what the relationship really is. Is that a good synopsis there, Cal?
Yeah, and maybe as I kind of get in this a little bit, you can get some other ideas too, because I know you've done a lot of age regression, all the five pathers out there. We do age regression for everything. It could be stop smoking, it could be nail biting, it could be psychosomatic illness, even mental illnesses. We always do age regression because every problem has a beginning. Now, here is why it appears that we're picking on the mothers so much. And, you know, it's because most ISEs that we run into, and Meredith, what would you say is, from your experience, the age range where most ISEs, initial sensitizing events, occur?
From the womb to age 3.
Exactly. And with whom does the child have most of its contact with while in the womb?
Mom.
Yeah, and for the next couple of years? Or
mom.
3.
Yeah, mom.
That's right. And so on average, right? I mean, there are cases where, you know, dad takes over very young because the mother is ill or otherwise unable to fulfill the classical parenting situation. So since mom has the primary responsibility for caring for the child in that womb to about 3 years old, and I agree with Meredith, most ISCs occur 3 years or younger, and definitely 4 or 5 years or younger. And so it is because the mom is so important with regard to developing the belief system in the child, the self perceptions of the child, whether or not the child is safe or worthy or lovable. These kinds of things are happening in that age range. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually around the age of 3 that we actually start to kind of realize we have a separate identity from our mom. And so in those years from the womb all the way up until 3, pretty much there's this, you know, this kind of interactive completely experience where we're entrenched with our mom, enmeshed with our mom, and you know what they do, how they react, what they don't do, who they are, what, how much pain and resistance they have, how they can love, is all a very big part of who we are, becomes a big part of who we are.
Now, so we're not, you know, just being some good old boys who, you know, want to pick on mom. Mom, we love you. All of our moms, we love you. And one of the things I also want you to keep in mind is this is so important. And, you know, I didn't get this in graduate school. I got it from doing so much age regression. Let's say you are the perfect parent. I mean, you always let the child know that he or she was loved. You always were there to pick them up when they fall. You never let the child go hungry. I mean, you were the perfect, adoring parent. Would you have the perfect child? Would you have an ISE-less child, someone who doesn't have an initial sensitizing event for a problem in their life? The problem is, even if you do everything right, reality has nothing to do with it. How things are stored in the child's mind is purely a result of the perceptions of the child. So you could do everything right. I mean, if you've ever had to supervise a child, either as a parent or as a teacher or a babysitter, you know that you could do everything fair that day, and the child could still insist that what you did was not fair, or that you were mean when you weren't mean. So the perceptions of the child is the reality of the child, and you could do everything exactly right, and the child could misperceive what's going on and feel like they're not loved, or that they're not lovable, or that there's something wrong with them, or that you cheated them, and that kind of stuff. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, I mean, in my experience, first of all, one thing I want to make sure that people understand is that it's really not until sometime in the first year of life that the child starts to really notice dad and really care about what dad thinks and how dad feels and how dad reacts and what's going on with dad. Dad is, other than a little bit of his voice, because the child in the womb will hear the voice, dad is in some ways a stranger. So is grandma, so is granddad, so are aunts and uncles. We often as adults have this perception that the child immediately knows that this is their family and that they're accepted and loved by all of them. But in truth, in my experience, what I found in age regression is that the mom is it. Mom is the universe to the child until the child starts to realize that all of these other beings mean well and that they also have some part in caring and that, you know, they're safe. But in the initial part, you know, in the initial time in the womb and then early on after birth, mom is it. And, you know, I'll share from my own personal experience. I've done my own journeying and my own work and had my own age regression done. And what I found out was that I decided in the womb that my mom wasn't doing it right. And that's because my mom was very sick when she was pregnant with me. She was sick the entire pregnancy, an illness that she contracted before she got pregnant with me, and it just was this coincidence of timing. It wasn't morning sickness. And so somehow, in my perception, as this tiny baby being formed, I decided she couldn't care for me because she was barely making it to care for herself. So in the womb, in some way, shape, or form, I decided that I would take too much responsibility for myself. And I, you know, my very first phrase was, me do myself. I was very much the kind of person who thought I had to do everything for myself. And that ended up, it was good in some ways, but I suffered in other ways for it. And I needed to do some shifting of that perception to be able to allow myself to receive in life and allow myself to receive help and to be able to delegate to other people and to not feel like I had to be responsible for everyone and everything. And there are so many other perceptions like that that happen in the womb or early on in life where my mom is amazing. My mom is one of the best moms you could ask for. You couldn't ask for a better mom. Highly educated, knows kids, was a teacher, became a principal, totally aware of education and how to raise children lovingly. But I made some perceptions that ended up being hurtful for me in different ways. And most everyone does the same thing.
So you mothers out there, I want you to not feel bad if your child is struggling with something. It you know, may not be your fault or anybody's fault at all. It's just this idea or this emotion or this perception that's generating an emotion in the past that has been reinforced over time and has got its own little life. So, you know, go ahead and don't feel bad about taking your kids in for some help, whether that kid be 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years old. Right, Meredith?
Oh, yeah. In my experience, it's never really that mom did anything terrible, ever. It's that first time that a child woke up from a nap or woke up in the middle of the night and mom is, you know, in the kitchen making lunch or she's sleeping in bed like she's supposed to be doing. It's a totally normal scenario. Mom is not being neglectful in any way, but the child suddenly perceives that they're in danger because it may be the very first time that they woke up and someone isn't there. And it can only be sometimes a matter of seconds or a minute, before mom gets to them. And the child is completely safe in a safe home, in a safe place. Nothing bad happened to them. Nothing bad was going to happen to them. But there can be this immediate perception that I'm not safe, I'm in danger. And it can be a seed that then grows in their life, attracting more experience that resonate to it, and it gets bigger and becomes this insecurity. Now, moms, you've got to sleep at night, and you've got to make lunch, and you've got to live life. So the last thing that I'm suggesting is that you're there with your child every second of the day. But that your children will have misperceptions no matter what you do, and allowing them to go through a process like 5PATH is the best way to make sure that any of the misperceptions you couldn't have possibly prevented or prepared for can be shifted. Does that make sense, Cal?
Yeah, but you did make one kind of statement that kind of surprises me. You said, in your experience, you've never had a bad mother or a mother did something bad?
Oh, no, no. What I meant to say was the vast majority of times, it's not that mom did something so bad. It's that things were happening that are normal that the child then perceived as being problematic. Sure, there are moms who make mistakes, and sure, there are moms who are perpetuating the chain of pain, if you will, and they were hurt, and so then they do things that are hurtful. Sure, of course that happens, but I'd say it's more probable and more often the case that the things that we need to shift come from normal everyday behaviors and the misperceptions that come from that.
Exactly. I'm more in line with that. So also, moms, if you're struggling with parenting and, you know, it's you know, driving you crazy, you need to get some 5PATH or 7PATH or get some help, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good. All right. Let's see here. Well, you covered some of the stuff while you're talking. I'm writing some notes to make sure that, you know, I get my 2 cents in there. So, anything else you want to say to the moms out there?
You know, I just want to say that you are doing the best job you can, given who you are and where you've been and the experience that you've had in your life and, you know, how well you were parented. You know, there really isn't enough parenting education being done these days, and there are a lot of conflicting books out there that tell you, you know, so many different ways to raise your child, and it can be so frustrating and almost not worth it, because now you just feel like, oh, no matter what I do, it's wrong. Some expert says that it's wrong. You know, the most important thing is just loving your child. And if you're loving your child, then you know what? Their perceptions are their perceptions, and they will at some point hopefully have an opportunity to shift them through a therapeutic process like 5-PATH.
Awesome. Hey, I was thinking as you were going through that, that one of the there's been a real shift in society at large, and I think it has a lot to do with why there's so many problems with children, and that is, you know, the more crowded we get, the more pushed together, the more isolated we seem to get. And it used to be that we lived in villages and small towns, and really, you know, there were lots of aunts and uncles around to help moms and dads raise the kids and hold the children accountable. And it's not so true anymore. So, you know, if you're a mom and you're feeling overwhelmed with the challenge, I think that parenting right now is probably more overwhelming than ever before. So you don't have to do it by yourself. Reach out. Let people know you need some help. And you might just be surprised at who's there for you. How's that?
I agree completely. And you know, there's this great website, if you're not familiar with it already, Cal, I know you are, meetup.com. Is it singular meetup or is it meetups, Cal?
It's meetup.com.
Okay. And on this website, there are all kinds of amazing opportunities to connect with other people with like interests. And I happen to know that there are lots of groups, at least in my area, and I'm sure there are groups in your area too. You can put in your zip code and then search, you know, in the vicinity of where you live. And there are all kinds of mommy and me groups or just mom support kind of groups, or, you know, where you can meet other moms and get together and go for walks together or take your kids to the park together. And you know, you don't have to meet them in just around your house or at your child's school. There are other moms out there who are looking to connect with moms like you, and Meetup is a great way to do it. Mothering is hard. It is hard. And in this day and age, with all the pressure to provide so much more material, kind of material items to your child, I mean, what child doesn't want the newest iPad and the iPod and the iPhone and the best fashion and all of these things? You know, so much of the point of parenting gets missed, and so many parents just get so overwhelmed. But I agree completely. You are not alone, and there are resources. You can even talk to the teachers or the administrators at your child's school and see, hey, do you happen to know if there are other parents who feel a little alone, you know, anybody that maybe you could, you know, throw my name to and see if they want to, you know, have a parenting friend. There are all kinds of ways to meet other people, and so you don't have to do it alone. You can develop the village within this strange, isolated world we live in these days.
Beautiful. Hey, how are we doing on time?
Well, Cal, we are just about to 20 minutes. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Why don't I do this? Why don't I make a couple comments about some of the ways I feel about some of the things you and Elron have been talking about, and then we'll wrap it up. Does that sound good?
You read my mind.
Ah, I love how we're just so in sync.
We're so in sync.
So we have been watching these podcasts with Cal and Elron talking about these controversial topics, and they've recently gotten into some issues about touching, using touch with hypnosis. They've also gotten into, you know, should people who are overweight do weight loss hypnotherapy, and should people who smoke do quit smoking hypnotherapy. And so I'm going to share a little bit about my thoughts about that. I do use touch. I do believe that it's important. I do get permission. I also do want to clear up that it seems from the comments on the podcast about touch that some people, you know, missed the point that Cal and Elron, they were both making. I happen to know that they both do use touch. Neither one of them is advocating against it. You know, it just needs to be done appropriately. And I agree completely. I come from the therapeutic model where, you know, touch is really not done, or done very, very, safely, I guess, you know, under only rare conditions and only with consent. And I still believe that we should do it in that way with hypnosis. Getting permission from the client is imperative. And only touching them, I tell them, I'm only going to be touching your hand, arm, shoulder, forehead. And so that they feel safe knowing that I'm not going to just randomly touch them in some other area of their body. And, when I do certain techniques where I might move their hand and put it somewhere else on their body, I never touch the other parts of their body. I'm only still touching their hand and putting it up against their body. I highly advocate for that. I think that it is important. I think that people do value the touch. I think it helps with focus. It helps with testing. It helps to identify where the client is at with relaxation. I can't imagine doing it any other way. I would feel handicapped or, you know, like less than able if I was not able to touch. Cal, did you have anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that let's kind of run through some of these things real quick that we covered as controversial topics, let you put your two cents in. But I think we've taken up all the time we can for this episode. Am I right?
Okay, we have.
And so we'll bring it over into the next episode along with other things.
Sounds good.
And so wrap it up and don't forget say something to those mothers out there.
Yes, happy Mother's Day, all of you mothers out there, whether you had a child through your own body or you've adopted a child or you are a stepmom to a child or you're just a teacher. I mean, I shouldn't even say just, you're a teacher to children or a therapist to children. You are being, in your own way, a surrogate mother. This world needs more of you. Thank you all so much for everything that you do. You are greatly appreciated. Enjoy your special week. And this is Meredith Law. You can find out more about me and yourpathhypnosis.com. You can email me, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com, and I'm signing off.
All right. Thank you, Meredith. This is Cal Banyan. And Mom, happy Mother's Day. And let's see. What else do I want to say? Go to calbanyan.com. Oh, we're already there. Go to hypnosis.org. In a week or so, we're going to have a whole bunch of new hypnosis books on there. So remember to check that out. And that's enough for now. You guys have a great weekend. This is Cal Banyan. Over and... This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.